And Chuck, when we talk about the Cotton Foundation, a lot of folks may not be familiar with that. What is the Cotton Foundation and what is your purpose there?
The Cotton Foundation is a very important part of the Cotton Council's endeavor to stay linked with the allied industries, such as in some equipment manufacturers, other chemical manufacturers, to offer them a connection to put the money forward to help with research on certain cotton projects and other projects that they seem necessary to move cotton forward.
Seems like every year there's something now, whether it's Palmer Amaranth, weed problems, or whatever like that. Research, those dollars really mean a lot, don't they?
They really do, and they're, a lot of times they're the seed money to get some major research working in other states or in universities such as Georgia or wherever. But you know, it initiates some good research dollars that other places can build on. And the Cotton Foundation is a very unique way that these industries can give back to the growers in an indirect way through the research projects and whatnot.
Has it been a struggle the past few years in trying to get some of these dollars, or are you finding companies are very willing to work with?
Well, you know, I think we still have a good level of membership, and maybe some of the smaller companies have teetered a little bit, but then some of our larger companies that have a broader base have come into bat, and the Cotton Foundation is in excellent financial shape, has a good reserve, and Cotton Foundation board members, from each one of these allied industries. There's four producers on there. I happen to be one of the producers from the Southeast, and we go over these research projects and the dollars that they're putting in, and some of your bigger companies are represented there. Yeah, John Deere's, your Cases, your Monsanto's, your Bayer's, your Dow's, they're all part of it, and it's good that they can give it back, and it's in a systematic way. It's not a scattergun approach. It's a way that the foundation can take these dollars and put them to work in an orderly manner, so you don't have a lot of scattergun approach to different research, so you can focus on certain aspects and give more money to those particular research items.
Right. And not to put you on the spot here, I know you can't list them all, but give us an idea of a research project or something that may be underway right now.
I think one of the major ones, and you know, especially for my area, is research on Palmer Amaranth, the resistant, we call it the resistant pigweed or whatnot, but it's a major problem. I was in the area where this started, and there's been a lot of different research projects of all kinds, such as the use of different residual chemicals, different classes of chemicals you use. Also, there's certain things you can do as far as cover crop. We've got some projects going on now where you try to let your cover crop flower, and then you roll it on the ground and try to get as thick a cover, you know, to try to keep that pigweed from coming up. So that's one of the major things. And there's numerous other projects that they do, such as, you know, whitefly, maybe in other parts of the region, it's a problem, and insect problems, and different cultivation practices or cultural practices that you can do to help your farming operation. And a lot of times I think some of that money is going into the university systems, maybe, and they're matched with some other funds. And so, like I say, sometimes it may be something to get something started that gets us over the hump of a problem. And like I say, one of our major problems is a resistant pigweed.
But bottom line, guys need to know that these dollars are being used for that.
That's right. These dollars are being used. These companies, I know these companies are in the cotton business, and they need for the cotton farmers to stay in business. So I think they realize this is a way they can help.